Hello. Welcome back to my cozy little cottage.
Thanks for opening my Dr. Pepper.
You're welcome. I see you're all wet from the rain. Why don't you take off your clothes while I get into something more comfortable?
Yeah, okay.
It's fucking stupid. So how have you guys been?
Well, I've been fucking fantastic, man. Mostly just playing video games whenever I'm not at work. Trying to get back into Skyrim. I recently got a new tattoo. Talked about that last episode. Not getting into too much detail there.
Holy shit, what the fuck happened to your leg?
Fucking jiggers, bro. And not the N-word.
These fucking jiggers, man. They're just ruining neighborhoods and devaluing the property.
Jigga, please.
What a great start.
Talking about that just reminds me of the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, where that episode where the purple guy has the fleas. Eduardo, I think.
Yeah.
Eduardo, he had fleas, and like they made a whole civilization on him and stuff. And he's like, no, you can't kill the fleas, they're my friends. And I'm like, what?
That feels so fucking good.
Pro tip. Next time you go out there, bring flea collars and put them around your boot.
No, that's fucking doing too much. Just spray some shit on your boots.
Well, look how that turned out for you.
I didn't spray anything on my boots, that's why.
Oh, well, good job. There's also this stuff that's called a promethazine spray or something like that. Maybe not promethazine.
Cheek rope, please.
Cheek rope.
So how many episodes have you guys done?
I think we did four.
Four?
And this will be five.
What the fuck?
We're in season 2.
Yeah, but we finished season 1 when I left.
Yeah, and now we're 5 episodes into season 2.
Dude, I've been gone for like 9 months.
And we've been drunk for 9 months.
Oh my god. Procrastination at its best. What the fuck?
Hey, you know what they say. Save it for last minute and you'll do it the fastest.
You're not wrong, but is it going to be the best quality?
Ooh. Well, you can either have it quick, good, or some other third thing.
Oh god, that felt great.
Cheap, expensive, quick, or quality over quantity, basically.
I would rather quality
over quantity.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with that.
If you're that good, you know, like a good 10-second pump is all you need. If you're that good.
Well, you're gonna thank me later.
A good old fresh pump and dump. Whoa, hold on, sit back there for a second. Don't bring it,
you
just bring it over here.
Dusting us over here like a plane.
Yeah, I'll do one better. Turn on the fan in our cozy little cottage.
Hot air rises. You're pushing it back down.
I've been eating so much since I've gotten back home. It's been really nice, actually.
Minus Taco Bell.
Yeah, I can't eat fucked up shit anymore, man. Like,
no.
I'm built different. I can't drink as much either.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Every time that you eat, do you have to go take a shit immediately after?
No.
Okay. Because that happened to my brother and I whenever we started working out really hard.
Mm.
Like, we would go and we'd eat a meal and be like, 5 minutes later, man, I need to take a shit.
If I eat, like, bad food that I like Taco Bell or whatever else, it's like not even like 30 minutes later, I gotta take a shit.
It does more than tear up Patrick Starr worse than when SpongeBob was trying to get into the Salting Platoon or something like that? I don't remember what that bar name was.
What?
The Salty Saloon? Is that what it was?
Talk about when they had, like,
Are you tough enough?
Yeah, the tough enough bullshit.
I eat nails in my cereal for breakfast. And then Sandy Cheeks just goes over there and, like, picks him up or something like that with one hand.
And then somebody rips a tattoo off of them and fucking turns it upside down.
Yeah. Stitches it back on. Oh, man, those guys are some tough guys. Well...
Wasn't it Weenie Hut Juniors? Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. I got distracted.
Yeah. Boobies.
Show me your boobs.
Show me your boobs.
Let's see.
You're the one who's been gone. You should be telling us what's been going on.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
By the way, if anybody hasn't noticed, Bubby's back now.
Yeah.
For a limited time.
Yay, Bubby.
I lost over 200 pounds if you count my ex.
Oof.
But with that, it's like just 40.
Got rid of a
wait.
Rotten fish?
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
that's too harsh.
I feel like the worst someone would say is like a heavy burden.
It was more like picking up a dandelion and blowing the seeds everywhere. Forgetting about them.
I wish I could forget about it. Shit. Be a lot happier.
Well, that's why we drink.
Yeah. That's everyone where I went to is just fucking huge sad boy hours for everything. Like, that's the culture. And kind of like, not really, but kind of joking about suicide and shit. That's just kind of the culture right now. The place I was at.
Dark humor has been our forte since the very beginning of time, so.
That's very true, but I don't know. It's getting to the point where they're like, I don't know what I can say without you guys,
reporting me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's getting to that point, you know?
When will I get hit by the bus?
But we all joked about it. We're like, they're like, hey, man, wait, like, there's a car coming. Oh, fuck it. If I get hit, I'll get a Purple Heart. It's whatever.
I'll get a Purple Heart. Not even in the combat war zone.
Sergeant, yeah. Purple Heart. Sergeant paid for life.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. If I, hey, man, I'm worth $400,000 dead. So, I think I had a good run.
Well,
at least you know your parents and everybody's going to pay for it pretty well.
Kind of. I mean, it's kind of expensive burying someone and shit.
No, we don't know that, but that's why they give $100,000 for that type of shit. The $400,000 is going straight to your family, and the $100,000 is going to your funeral costs.
I almost fucked up.
Which is crazy, because when you realize it, when you think about it, you're actually just worth $500,000.
Yeah, but I was still talking to my ex whenever I went out there, so I'm doing the paperwork and boot camp and shit. I almost fucked up and put my ex as, like, the main...
It wouldn't have worked out anyway.
No, as my contact. Like, if I die, like, all the money goes to her or whatever.
It wouldn't have worked anyway.
Yeah, but then no one would have gotten the money, so... I used my big boy brain, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make sure my mom, dad, my brother, they go to them. That way they can deal with my body and do whatever else.
Yeah.
What if they had you stuffed? What if you died and your parents had you stuffed? They're like, I'm just not ready to let my son go yet. We come in here and be like, wow, it's like Bubby never really left. He's still here.
I would
put a remote control in your hand. We're playing M+ and shit.
I would expect them to put him in a tiny little wooden coffin, not really that expensive, like $500.
Wow, you really, really commenting on that height there.
And then
tiny little coffin.
Are they gonna chop me off? What the fuck?
We didn't have enough money for a full one, so here's his head. No, not even that. Here's his fucking torso.
I agree with you. Like, I don't.
Here's his jar of ashes.
Here's his fucking torso. We didn't have enough for his arms, his legs, and his head. Get but to here's come his torso.
Yeah.
It depends on how fucked up.
Tiny little box.
You are.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, it could be your ashes.
I'm not a fucking goblin.
Well, I think
hey,
that
in the words
really
of you a minute ago, you did say, I'm a gremlin.
I say I act like a gremlin. There's a difference between being a fucking goblin. Like, height-wise.
What's I go into a goblin?
And acting like a fucking gremlin, alright?
Okay. I see your point. Well, the rest of that was that they're going to take the rest of the $400,000 and just build a shrine for Bubby.
That's awful.
That way, whenever we come in here, it's like that secret room he wanted with that golden butt blow.
Oh, shit, I forgot I said that.
A bunch of uploaded hentai games.
It just is constantly playing hentai girls.
His porn history, just on the wall.
He had a dirty mind, but he was my son.
No, I already told him I want it as cheap as possible if I die or whatever. Just cheap as possible.
Just driving down the highway and just,
Yeah.
You will be missed.
All right, Godspeed.
Saw a meme the other day, and it was like, wow, this is Dad's second car crash this week, and it had the coffin falling out of the back of a car.
Damn.
Someone wrecked into it and the coffin fell into their windshield. Oh, man. That was great.
Well, yeah. I'm in the gravy.
Gravy boat.
And in all my time of being in the military, so far in the Navy, I've only swam once.
Really?
Yeah, I only swam once. And the swim calls are stupid. You just gotta swim like one lap around the, like you gotta step off like this 20-foot platform kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like 20, 30 feet, I can't remember. But like you gotta dive into the water, fucking swim around the lap, around the pool.
I don't even know what to think about that.
It's a decent pool, whatever, but...
Oh, no, I had to slap my tattoo because it was itching. And, you know, when you get a fresh tattoo, you're not supposed to scratch it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Have you been using, like, lotion and shit?
Yeah, I went down to Sprouts, and it's, like, all organic and stuff, so I made sure to get the fragrance-free lotion. So when I apply it, it doesn't, like, give me any types of bacterial infections or anything.
I heard cocoa butter is really good, especially for maintaining the color.
I mean, the dude who gave me it was... talking to me about how when he was in prison and he was getting all of his, like, what is it?
Prison tats?
Not just his prison tats, but he gave tattoos to people, too, and he's getting his experience on tattooing on human skin. He was like, yeah, we basically took, like, a paper clip, and then we stole some sandpaper, and we would sand it down to a fine tip, and then we'd burn it over a fire, so that way we sterilized it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went underneath these, like, refrigerators, and we're collecting soot over time, so that way we could mix it up and then make the ink. And they, like, had this whole contraption that they made, and I'm like, man, like, that's ingenuitive as fuck.
Yeah, they could all use their powers for good.
Yeah, right? And then I sat there and thought, well, you put a man in a box and see what he can do.
Yeah.
That's really what it was. I mean, shit, he told me about one time that they literally took and grew shrooms with some rye seed and shit that they got from this dude's... It was, like, the longest yard. This dude had it in his fucking birthday cake. Yeah, and then they took the rye seed and they made the shrooms or whatever, and he ate them, and he was like, I literally thought I died. I was so fucked up. I couldn't remember anything. All I could remember is taking it and then laying on the floor like, ah, this is it. I'm dead. Those weren't shrooms I was supposed to eat. Crazy ass stories from that guy.
What the fuck did he do to get in there?
So... story is that he got fucked up at this party, and as he was leaving, he was checking behind him and he didn't see anybody behind him, so he backed up, and as he was backing up, the entire party group just came up to his fucking car and was like, whoa, 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 fucking stop.
Oh, he ran over someone?
There was someone that was passed out drunk right behind his car.
Oh, shit.
And he almost ran over their fucking head. And he stopped and he pulled forward and everything, and then they took that kid to the hospital. He was underage drinking anyway. And he told his parents, the underage kid told his parents, like, hey, everything's fine. Like, I didn't die. He didn't do it on purpose. He was like, everything's fine. Where everybody's alive. But the parents decided to try and press charges on him. At the time he wasn't at home, he passed out. Somebody took him to a hospital. He woke up in the hospital, freaked the fuck out, ripped his IV out of his arm, and then he started walking out the front door. And they're like, oh, you can't, blah, 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 blah. Just ran. And then he didn't know what else to do, so he just ran home, and officers were waiting for him right there. He wasn't putting any resist to anything. He was simply fucked up out of his mind, trying to get inside his house to feel safe or something. And then they use excessive force to bring him down. But at this point, it's one guy versus a county of people.
Mm.
And they were like, oh yeah, he resisted arrest and he did this and everything. And the lawyer that he had was local, so it wasn't really the best lawyer for him. And whenever he got his new lawyer, he was like, okay, well, this is the best I can do for you. And got him a deal. And then he spent... most of his time in county, and then he spent the rest of his time in state. I couldn't tell you how many years, probably 2 years in county and then 4 years in state. And then he told me one time, he was like, yeah, in prison you learn how to sleep on your back really fast. Because you don't want somebody coming up and sticking a finger in your pupa. Like, you wake up and you're just like, what the fuck is happening?
Well, I didn't tell you this story, so... we're at boot camp. I can't remember this guy's name, but he was telling us about, like, right before he shipped out, you know, he said, you know, he's with his girl, and he's like a big, scrawny, white kid, you know, glasses, his body is like the body type of Gandhi.
Oh man, skinny.
Yeah, white Gandhi. So he was telling me he was with his girlfriend. They just, you know, did some shit, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's asleep on his stomach, and he said he felt something like liquidy on his butt or whatever, and then a sharp pain. And he woke up, and his girlfriend was fucking the ass with a strap on. And we're all like, dude, you got raped. Like, you dead ass got raped by your girlfriend. He's like, no, it's, you know, it's fine. He's like,
that's not.
We're like, did you talk about it beforehand? No, she never brought it up. She never asked me before. I'm like, dude, she raped you.
Yeah, sorry, buddy, but you were the submissive in that relationship.
But it kind of explains a lot, because when we were marching and shit, like, he had a
waddle.
Yeah. Like, she did that shit, like, a day before he was, you know, he came to, like, boot camp and shit.
Obviously, she supported
National
Women's
Day. I
want to
give you
Day.
Something that reminds you of me.
Oh.
He was a weird guy. He told us, and he was, like, young,
yeah, she gave
too.
It. She
real
gave
hard.
It.
Yeah.
National Women's Day. That's all I'm going to say.
She was,
Deadpool. Yeah.
But he's like, oh, no, she's bi. She just had a strap on because she, you know, liked fucking girls and stuff. And I'm like, dude, that was, she raped you. And then he's like, no, it's, but he was 18. 18-year-old
raped
cold.
By a fake dick.
Yeah. And he was like, it was a big black one. Like, it was like the fucking,
Now you're going to feel what I feel.
Uh-oh. I got to pause it.
Oh, no.
But,
if you're going to tell that story, you might as well tell about the Asian one.
Yeah, I'll go in a sequence. But yeah, he's like, yeah, it was a big, you know, the big black one, like the huge ones, whatever, the steel head shit.
Like, and make one with the steel head?
I don't know, man. Like, but he told us...
Who is these people ordering this shit?
But he's like, all right, so he's fresh out of high school, 18, and he's telling us about how he went to a sex shop so he can get, like, a mold of his cock and make a dildo out of it so his girlfriend still has something, you know, of him while he's gone and shit.
What's that movie with, what is his name, Zac Efron and Seth Rogen and, I think it's called Neighbors. It's where Seth Rogen has a wife and then Zac Efron or somebody's like right next door. It's a frat house.
Neighbors.
And then, yeah. And that one, the same shit happens because they literally make molds of their dick and they start selling it to these people. And who's that other guy that was in it? He was on that Kim Jong-un show. What the fuck is that called?
You talking about The Interview?
The Interview. Yeah. Who's it? James Franco. Or, what's
his younger brother was on it.
Younger brother.
Oh, Will.
Something. Were you about to say Willem Dafoe?
No, I was going to say Willem Franco. But it's like...
James Franco.
James Franco.
Dave Franco. Is it Dave?
Dave Franco.
Dave Franco was in that movie.
I like how it's so easy to forget that dude's name. But James Franco.
Yeah.
Nobody can forget that.
The only reason I remember that scene so well is because Dave was talking to Zach, and he was like, yeah, man, you should start coming into class again, because I just literally scanned my dick into this 3D printer, and it's printing it off for me. And then they have that other dude who has, like, a fucking bush on, and they're like, wait, you didn't shave before you did this? And he's like, no, was I supposed to? Oh, God. And they have to, like, rip it off. Ooh, yeah, that was bad.
It was... He just told us some weird shit, man. And, like, I'm trying to understand him, because I'm trying to, why would you tell a group of, like, 80 dudes this, you know? Because we're all
you get comfortable, man. You get comfortable.
This is, like, week one, like, week two, week one.
Oh, yeah.
He was telling us this shit.
Quick.
Yeah. But, I had this other buddy. Boston buddy, one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. He can do like a Trump impersonation and a fucking who was the guy? Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
He can do like their impersonations perfect. So it's really amazing to hear those two argue with each other.
That's awesome.
Something I never thought I would hear is Christopher Walken and Donald Trump, you know, have an argument over femboys.
I can fucking picture that right now, actually.
All I could think about at this moment when you said Donald Trump was, yes, we went live today. It's at the White House.com.
Fucking the Call of Duty thing?
The Call of Duty thing.
Who's this Tekashi 6ix9ine? I don't know. Who is this?
Where do I deport him to?
So he was telling us, you know, he's back in Boston. He's with this chick, right? He's been dating this Asian chick for, like, 8 months. And all they've done is, like, you know... blowjobs, hand jobs, that kind of stuff. Okay. They haven't really gone at it yet. And he was just like, you know what, this is the day. This is gonna be the fucking day. I'm gonna get laid and shit.
The fucking day.
Yeah, it's funny because he was telling us how like no one else in his family has an accent, but he has a fucking Boston like departed accent.
Oh man.
It's a nice.
I'm shipping up to Boston. Yeah.
Just he'd be like, yo, fucking guy.
I'm fucking from Boston.
But you know, okay. He's over at her house. Her parents aren't home. So they're just going at it, you know. She's straddling him, they're making out and shit. He's feeling her. She's feeling him, and he reaches. And while he's making out with her, he like reaches down, you know, to finger and shit.
Okay.
And he's like, "What the? Hang on. What the fuck is this? This isn't mine. Ah, fuck it. I'm too horny. I'm just
enjoying it.
No, what the fuck is that? That's not mine." So he looks down, and he sees like a tiny fucking cock.
Oh no.
And he's just like, You're a guy? And the Asian chick is like, yeah, I thought you knew.
That's not a chick, that's an it.
So he looks down at it, looks up, and he's like, I gotta go.
Oh no. How do you de-escalate from that situation?
You fucking don't.
You don't.
Yeah,
you keep that to yourself, man.
He's like, bro, what fucking sucked? Because I grew feelings for her, you know? Like, we hung out, like, every... Like, that was my best friend. Like, we played video games and shit. We're into the same stuff. Like, it fucking sucked, bro. Like,
man.
But, like, every girl that he's been with, other than this Asian dude, and I was like, how'd you not know it was a dude? He's like, well, she had long hair, and she had no tits, and I just thought that's because she was Asian, you know, she didn't have any tits, so, like, you know, I'm not gonna fucking rag on her for that. But, every chick that he's ever been with, he's only done anal. So I'm like, dude, you know, it's not really that big of a step. Like, if you really did like her, then, you know, just go gay. I mean, you're probably gonna go to hell for getting...
Just give it a chance, man. Yeah. Just give it a chance.
You're probably gonna go to hell for, like, getting head from a guy for, like, 8 months.
I'm not sure whether or not...
I don't think that's how hell works.
No, but, like...
I don't think you go there and be like, oh, wow, you did that? Looks like you're doing 5 years, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, man, you put your dick in a man's butt? Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's,
5 years,
that's your life.
But I'm just saying, like...
That guy's, like, straight to the boiler room.
Right with the cats. Well, you have to clean up cat shit for the rest of your life.
Well, you know, everyone knows that tops go to heaven.
I will agree.
And just as long as he's never a bond to me, he should be fine. And he's like, no, dude, that's fucking gay. I ain't no homo. I'm like, but I mean, you had a guy sucking your dick for a while, man.
You just made out with a dude who was sucking your cock for
And he's never, like, he's never done vaginal. He's only done anal because, like, the girls that he dates only want to do anal. So I'm like, it's not really that big of a step.
Oh, yeah, it's God's loophole.
Yeah, but he was with another chick. And she's like, you know, like, hey, I can see that you're ready to go, you know, have sex and shit.
Your friend? Okay,
dude. He's with another chick at this point, like, different story. Same dude.
Same dude, different chick.
And she's like, hey, like, I'm tired. I'm on my period. I don't want to do anything. I just want to go to sleep.
He's like, you have a dick. How do you have a period?
Different chick.
Oops.
Like, dude, I just fucking said it.
I'm drunk. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Like, right, you have a dick?
All right, so, same Boston dude, different chick. She's like, I'm on period tonight. I don't want to have sex. I just want to go to sleep. But I can see that you're ready to go. So I'll give you this. If you are still want to do something, you can fuck my armpit while I go to sleep.
Oh.
So he fucked her armpit.
I'm just
imagining. This is a weird man, man. Like,
I'm just imagining a chick laying on her side and this dude just pushing her arm down to make it tighter.
Her arm's just doing this. It's just like this.
Man, I'm just.
Is she enjoying this?
She wakes
this?
Up and it's just like.
No, she was,
I remember putting deodorant on last night.
She was asleep the whole time.
That's a heavy sleeper.
I met some very interesting.
What if some baby sprouted from her armpits?
I don't even think about that. They just come out like the Play-Doh cheese thing, you know, like out of her armpit.
I feel like if my woman told me that, I'd just like sigh, the biggest sigh that I could, and then walk over to my dresser drawer, open it up, and pull out a pocket pussy and go, this thing's more reliable than you are.
I'd get out of bed and go
home. Sleep on the couch.
I'd get out of bed and go home if a girl asked, like, yeah. you know, I'm on my period and I don't feel like doing anything, but you can fuck my armpit. And I'll be like, I'm gonna go home.
But he's like, no, guy, you don't understand. Like, I was like, I was really horny and like, I was ready to go. Like,
I'm
like,
I don't need to understand. There's a whole ass bathroom.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, just, I'm like, why didn't you just go jack off like a normal person?
Why didn't you earn your fucking card and get your Red Wings?
Well, like I said,
well, she said she didn't want,
yeah, she wasn't down for every me. Girl he's been with. They only want to do anal. He's never done vaginal before, so technically he's still a virgin.
Mm-hmm. In the eyes of the Christian God, yes.
So that's why I'm like, when I was talking to him and he told me about the fucking Asian dude, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, you only do anal anyways. So
might as well go ahead.
You know, just as long as you never, you know.
You might like it.
I mean, you really like the dude.
You like the dude.
You guys have a lot of things in common. I mean,
apparently he's your best friend.
Yeah.
And take it a step further. You know, times are a-changing, man.
He still hasn't shown me a picture of her. Because I want to see if it, like, if it looks like a chick or if he's just retarded.
Whatever happened to Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
They got rid of that.
Yes, I know. And that was a horrible mistake.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell, it has nothing to do with what he was talking about. Yeah. Don't Ask, Don't Tell just means, like, if you're gay, don't talk about it. Who cares?
Well, I mean, that's on the borderline of gay right there.
Well, yeah, but as in, like...
That'll make a man question a lot of things.
Oh, you're gay? I'm not hanging out with you because you're gay. That's what goes against Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Okay, I understand.
Has nothing to do with, like, hey, so this one time at fucking band camp.
This one time at band camp.
It really was, like... Because it's, you know, in boot camp, it was, like, 80-something people. And, I mean, you're stuck together every day. You wake up. You shower together, you shit together.
Swabbing the poop dicks together.
Yeah, you do everything to fucking together. So, you're gonna, like, really.
You're even fucking together.
It just sounds just like a legal
I'm
prison,
done,
bro.
Here she is.
Oh, yeah, it kind of was, because it was, like, prison showers, and you're not allowed to talk to the girls. You can't even fucking look at the girls.
You can't drop the soap, nothing.
Everyone had liquid soap, so we didn't have to worry about, like, dropping it.
That's true.
We only had one guy the whole time. Like, I would say about 30% of my division was either gay or bi.
Hmm.
And we only had one guy get an erection once. And that was, like, near the end of boot camp. And,
He was just really thinking about what he was about to do when he gets out.
And, dude, like, so allegedly, he was staring at another dude's junk.
Allegedly.
But, like, everyone was like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, because we're in the showers. And
wait a minute, if you popped the boner, someone said, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they're like, why the fuck are you looking?
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. It was a whole gay situation. Because there's this one dude that, like, was an asshole. I'm like, why are you looking at his fucking dick? He's like, no, bro, it just, you know, you see something popping out. And, like, yeah, like, eye level. He's like, you see something, and you're like, dude, what the fuck? Do you have an erection? And he's, the fucking kid, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I was just really in the zone. And everyone was like, what do you mean you're in the zone?
That was the worst word choice that you could have
danger
said.
Zone.
Yeah, I just looked at your dick and I thought about fucking this chick, man. Like, your dick looks just like her body.
That dude, I hate
him. Wait, what?
You hated that gay guy?
That didn't make any sense, because the dude that got a boner, like, what you were saying didn't make any sense.
Because he said that he was in the zone. And so I made a comment about how he was looking at another man's dick and thinking about a woman's body. Assuming was straight.
No, because now you got the people mixed up. Because the guy who saw the dude's boner wasn't the one who got the boner thinking about anything. He just saw the dude's boner.
So
what you were
guy,
saying would make it sound like the dude who had a boner was looking at other dude's dicks.
That's how I understood it.
Allegedly that's what he was doing. He was looking at...
Why the fuck are you looking at other people's dicks and getting boners?
See,
because
that's
what, he's
what
gay!
The fuck?
So, like, alright, here... So, well, he's not... He's super religious, which is weird. So, like, maybe he is gay, I don't know. But, like, so this guy... we'll call him Space Cadet because he was stupid as shit. He goes into the showers. He's staring at, allegedly, staring at another dude's garage.
Allegedly.
Gets an erection. This other fucking guy sees that he has an erection and is staring at the other dude's crotch. And he's like, what the fuck? Why do you have an erection? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I was just in the zone.
Yes, so a man got an erection, staring at another dude's dick, and said,
another
I'm sorry,
dude,
I was just
was
in
being
the zone.
Gay looking at a dude's dick and was like, oh, shit, that one's up. That one's ready to go. That one's in a position of attention. At ease, so at ease, sailor.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Looking,
it's your turn in the barrel, buddy.
So stall one was the jack-off stall as well. That's where, like, everyone went to jack-off, especially during, like, the last week or two, whatever. Because you haven't nutted in, like, over 50 something days, it gets to a point where you sit down and you fucking sit on your nuts. Like, it just hurts.
Have I told you that Navy joke?
Which one?
So, a guy's thinking about signing up for the Navy, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes onto the ship and everything, and he's checking out the ship and blah, 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 and they're showing him around, and they go over to the inventory, and they're like, yeah, and here is the barrel. Just go ahead and stick your dick in there. So he sticks his dick in there, and he's like, oh, man. Oh, man. And then they're like, how was it? And he's like, that was the best head I've ever had in my fucking life. And they're like, okay, fuck yeah, man. And he signs up for the Navy and shit. And then they tell him, all right, now that you signed up, just so you know, 2 weeks from now, it's your turn in the barrel. He got head from probably another Navy soldier. Who the hell knows if that was a chick or a dude?
We're not soldiers, we're sailors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the army gets upset. Yeah, the army gets mad if you say that. But
well,
it's fun to be on a base with like different branches. But yeah, stall one was the jack off stall, and we always made the gay guy go clean up the cum.
He probably stuck that shit in his mouth.
It was fucked
no
up.
No one was looking.
It was.
He's like,
up.
I don't always have to make me fucking clean up this fucking cum. You know what? Save this for later.
But some of my face. My collection.
Your collection.
I got a whole canteen full.
That, my son, is called survival rations. That's a good daily source of protein.
I don't know. I think, like, the whole gay thing is about the same as someone going and getting pregnant with a turkey baster.
What the fuck?
It's just not natural.
What?
You know,
I'm gonna let you think on that one.
I don't need to think on that one. It's just like what?
I don't give a fuck, man. If you want to be with a dude or a chick, I don't care. As long as it's not like a child or an animal, I don't give a fuck. Just.
Did you hear about those people that have started like trying to identify themselves under a pedophilic flag?
Oh yeah, they've been trying to get in the LGBT community for like
ever
a hot minute now. And, like, most of the LGBT doesn't recognize them because they're like, we know what you're doing.
That's bullshit. They fucking already came out and said, like, it is a sickness.
No. I don't know, man. It's
like, goddamn, you guys are really trying so hard to be accepted and to accept.
Well, in prison, from what
I will let you know this, though. Gay people are very, a lot more brave than us U.S. military. Just letting you know, man.
Yeah?
Oh no, I just saw it on a TikTok.
Oh my god.
TikTok is so fucking dumb, man. The other day I saw this guy that was like, I prayed to the God that made Noah build Noah's Ark. And then some guy was like, so you pray to Enki, the Sumerian god that dates way before your god. That came down and, like, he explained the whole Sumerian fucking culture behind it and shit like that. And he's like, by the way, these are all just stories. So, tell me another story. And I'm like, man, this guy is definitely not Christian. That was about the only thing I could think about.
How did we get here? How do we...
Talking about TikToks?
Yeah, I guess. TikTok's really popular and I can't get into it.
It's a new Vine, dude.
You think it's going to be dead anytime soon? Like, no.
It was supposed to.
No.
Never
no
happened.
Way.
Trump was supposed to shut it down. That never happened.
Why?
Because the whole Chinese had some sort of hacks into it so they could, like, collect any information they wanted.
That's kind of funny.
Because it is a Chinese app. It was made from China.
I want the Chinese government to see me do a spread eagle.
You should remake the Spider-Man Friend or Foe on TikTok.
man, that's fucked.
That's the one where you're slapping his dick between his legs, right?
Yeah, he was just swinging it back and forth, and he was just
smacking
it on
know.
His legs.
We don't know. He was behind the chair.
Know.
His
we
arms
know.
Were up.
His arms were not up. They were by his side.
I'm pretty sure he was like this.
He could have even been.
Just have another person between his legs slapping his legs for him.
All I have to say about...
No, that was definitely full of dick going on thigh, bro.
All I have to say
that
about...
That dude was breaking a sound barrier on his thighs.
Breaking the sound barrier on his thighs. All I have to say about your friend and the whole Asian situation or whatever happened there is...
It was a deleted scene. Mary Jane walks in. He's like, oh my God.
Two things. One, that's why we ask pre-op or post-op. And then two, that's also why you pull a Crocodile Dundee and you just kind of like feel that area.
All right, that is...
Shake your head.
That is sexual harassment. That's actually sexual assault because you're falling for groping someone.
I mean...
I like
if
how
you're
like,
not sure if it's a dude or a chick, you might as well confirm for yourself. And then like, after that, be like, I apologize for any inconvenience.
I like how back then that's like the kind of talk it was and nobody gave a fuck. Like, not only that, but Yu Yu Hakusho when... He, like, dives and, like, touches the tits and down there just to make sure.
Yeah.
Or he's like, look. He's like, Kuwabara, look closer.
He has a penis.
You hear stories of your fucking, your grandfather, how he, like, tracked down, you know, your grandmother, basically, would throw rocks at her window and basically stalk her. And that was romantic, but now if you do that shit, it's like the cops are immediately at your door. You're down. You're just done.
I think that really depends on looks, because I guarantee you if the dude looks like a fucking multi-billionaire, playboy, Instagram model, then girls will be like, oh my God, this is so romantic. But as soon as he looks like a normal, average, everyday Joe, it's like, this guy's fucking creepy. We need to get rid of him.
From a story that my grandma had told me before she passed away.
This is gotta be interesting.
My grandpa actually fucking showed up at her house one night and was like super drunk and started playing music on the boombox. It was so drunk he passed out on the lawn.
Broke the boombox.
That's
box
how she
and
knew.
Everything.
He was the one.
This guy definitely fucks.
He's got it.
He's a keeper.
What was it? Those wedding vows, if they were true, man, that shit rings true. Like, I'm just tired of looking for someone better. And then the guy's like, well, you do that weird thing with your feet, and my mom's been hassling me about not fucking these all these little hoes anymore. So I do.
At this point, man, all I want is, like, one, a chick that can tolerate me when I'm sober and drunk. And two, she's just, like... Like, at this point, if she just knows about Queens of the Stone Age, like, oh, yeah, I think I heard them once or twice. I'm fine.
I'm going to say in the simplest way I know how. When I ask her for a screwdriver and she says Phillips Flathead or orange juice, then I know she's the one.
Oh, that's she's more manly than me at this point.
Oh, no.
As long as she's cool with me hunting and likes Star Wars, we're good.
Everyone's kind of into Star Wars.
That's bullshit, dude.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why in the military?
That's different. That's the military.
Yeah. There was one chick I was talking to. She was badass as fuck. She's like...
There's a shit ton of plant in here. Yeah, no drink.
Mint. I know.
What happened to the drink?
I keep moving it.
Did you
it.
Drink my drink?
You fucking eat the mint.
I eat the drink or the mint.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, why can I drink a drink, but I can't eat a food or food a food?
You know what I want to know is, like, I've always seen videos, like, it's always comedy videos and whatnot, and, like, it's like, oh, yeah, if you do this, I'll do that thing that you like. And I always kind of wonder,
that
like,
just sounds
what
kind
is
of
the thing
you
like? Like, there's only so many things I feel like you could do in bed that, like, spice things up, like...
You'd be surprised.
Different strokes for different folks, buddy.
What, instead of going fucking counterclockwise, you go clockwise?
No, just,
I don't
you
see
know,
you wearing a gimp suit, but I can definitely see some other fuck doing
it. I would never want
it.
That shit.
You
that,
know,
that.
They just put on some fishnets and give you a foot job, you know?
That's the type of shit that I keep thinking of. Like, shit like that. Not like, oh, dress up like this. All I can think of is like, yeah, if you do this for me, I'll do that thing you like in bed. And it's all like, right,
so,
are you kidding
like
me?
What?
Do you know how fucked up America is now? We literally have these people called e-girls that do Twitch TikToks and shit or whatever else. And, like,
we're
the
not
biggest thing right now...
Here. We're not doing it.
Okay, well, I'm going to skip over it then.
No, because I want to hear it.
Okay, so the biggest thing that is happening right now is that girls are literally getting in their hot tubs and bikinis and then putting them on Twitch so that way they can get more money from their subscribers. And the way they do it is say, if you donate $25, you get your name on the board. If you donate $100, I'll write your name on my wrist or wherever you want it.
That's just thirsty people.
That's just happened for years already. Yeah. Motherfuckers have been selling socks, underwear, fucking bathwater, like...
Oh, Bella the Fiend.
This is not, like, anything new.
It's just thirsty people, and if they're willing to waste their money
it's
on
just
that
a bunch of...
I mean,
people
think,
saying, like, let me see your vagine and your bobs.
I mean, we waste, I mean, we waste money
you,
on
Indians.
Different shit. I mean, we waste money on fucking food or drinks. Or these people are just wasting their money on chicks that they'll never be with and never see naked, pretty much.
I just think about that one closet dude who's just chilling on his PC, and he's like, I'll never get with it, but at least I can enjoy this right now. Yeah.
One up, one guy.
Yeah.
I will say
I did see this the other day. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, going back to that, I'll do that one thing that you like in bed, whatever. When me and my ex were, like, our first year together, we did a lot of kinky shit, and I don't know how it amped up to that, and I don't know why we just, like, de-escalated and went to, like, mundane, like, missionary doggy, and then kind of went back. It's, like, weird fucking fluctuated.
I think it's a cycle. I think it's, like, yeah, you know, I don't really feel like trying anything new. Like, you putting on a strap on and fucking my butt.
But this is, like, the first 6 months of, like, dating. We're doing all this shit. Like, I have a fucking, my arms are tied to the bed like this, like, over my head. And I'm fucking sprout out, whatever else. I have a fucking blindfold in my eyes. And...
Well, I know.
Would you let a girl eat
knots.
Your ass?
No, I did not get my
I think,
ass
no, eaten. Would you let a girl eat your ass?
No.
Would you let her?
No, because that means I have to shave my ass.
What if you didn't?
What if I didn't shave my ass?
What if you didn't have to?
It's still a common courtesy.
I didn't say it wasn't. I was right. saying,
so if you,
what
if
she
you,
said,
if your ass was
I will
shaving.
Eat your ass out right now. I don't give a fuck if there's
no,
hair
because
in
that's
it.
Him saying that he would have to shave his ass. Like, as a courtesy thing, he would. Like, he wouldn't feel comfortable letting someone do it unless it was shaved.
So,
in that
so
case,
what are you
going to
tell
shaved,
her, like,
if you were as smooth as your fucking hands right now on your ass crack
it's a curse.
And your booty hole, would you let a girl eat your ass?
I'm just saying, they want me to eat their ass. They're going to have to eat the old leather bagel.
So
no,
the other day
I would not.
The other day I had a buddy gaslighting me.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, you're just this homophobic hater that holds grudges and blah blah blah. And then like I'm sitting there reading this and I'm just thinking about a conversation I had with a acquaintance
God
of mine
damn,
who
it feels
is
good
gay
to be a bit, I don't know.
And he was like, hey, did you know that most gay men are uncircumcised? It's very rare to find a circumcised gay man. And I'm
wow,
like...
Really?
Yeah, at first I was like, wait, what the fuck? Like, really?
That's a big coincidence.
Yeah, and
it's
then
not
the
even
second
a coincidence
thing,
for me. Like, I don't even think about that. I'm just like, why the fuck would I want to know this?
That's yeah, the but, second thing I thought.
But,
was,
like, why would he...
Why are you why telling would, me this? That was the second thing I thought.
How many guys is he... Like, I kind of want to know the statistics now.
And then we had a joke, and I was like, this is not the butt you're looking for. I had a Jedi mind trick his ass and be like, I'm not interested.
I got hit on by a good amount of guys in the military.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's not good. You got a pretty mouth, boy.
One of them, like, and, like, they're cool guys and shit. Like, we're friends and shit. But, like, one of them is like, God damn it, like, you are my type. You're fucking mixed. You're kind of nerdy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, that sounds like me. And he's like, yes, I know, that sounds like you.
Because it is you.
It's like, you're my perfect type, except for the main, the number one, you know, criteria for it.
Yeah.
You're not gay. I'm just like, I'm sorry, man, I can't do it. Meanwhile, we're having a barbecue, I'm just eating hot dogs in one bite.
Oh, man.
You're just nibbling it.
When you said
no,
that.
In, like, the Squidward thing, he's like.
I was being funny, because, like, there's two other girls there, and they're eating hot dogs, and then, like, a dog, the gay guy was like, oh, look at this. You know, I'm like, oh, really? You think that's impressive? I just fucking the whole hot dog.
Oof.
In one bite. And they're both like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's called skill. Only a man knows what a man wants.
All I can think about is that one dude who came over here. I can't remember his
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah, the curly-haired dude who ate a banana in one bite. And
yeah, he just literally, like, threw it all the way down his mouth and pulled it back out. And
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
He tremendously lost weight.
And it was unbruised, too. Like, it was completely unbruised.
It was a ripe banana.
I hate the fact that he can do that. Like, it makes me laugh, but I'm like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you?
We always do, like, really gay shit.
My question is, how did you learn that you could do that? What happened in your life that
because the
you
group
thought,
that we were with
oh,
was just
I could stick a banana down my throat and be okay.
The group that we were with was just fucking weird.
Well, no, I'm, you know.
I mean, yeah, I hear about
well,
that.
Well, he wasn't.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The group we were with was just weird.
I was in the military for the longest time.
I heard about that acquaintance of yours that was just sleeping in bed, and then he wakes up, and then there's this big buff gorilla motherfucker right behind him, just like, oh, what's up? And he was like, well, I'm uncomfortable right now.
Oh, no, you're talking...
Sounds like white chicks.
No, we were fucking chilling on the couch, hanging out, and, you know, big guy went into my brother's room, my older brother, and my brother is just like, you can hear him. He's like, oh, stranger tonight, ooh. And then you hear, no. Edible, no. My brother comes running out with his pants down, just like, fucking runs to the fucking head. And the dude comes out, and he's just like, you know, points to him back in the room. He's like, I don't know what his problem is. Sits back on the couch like nothing happened. That guy is like married to a woman and has two kids.
I also remember that your brother, like, every now and then with me and old friend would be here.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like, your brother would be in the room, you'd just hear, like, the fucking opening to Mortal Kombat, and it'd just be like,
Mortal Kombat!
Ah, shit. And then just come in and start beating the fuck out of us.
My brother's... I love him, but he's so fucking autistic, man. Not really, but kind of. It's...
He's definitely has a unique personality.
I also remember when we took when he picked us up, and we went by the old retirement home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
dropped him off, and he was like, "He's fresh."
All I can sit there and think is like, you gotta love him though. Like, there's times that he does shit, and it's just like, that was a real fucking Chad move, man. Like, whenever I had my first girlfriend, and he was like, "Hey, by the way, you're dating a fucking whore," and I was like, "Oh." Well, shit, I don't think I am. And then it turns out fucking 2 months, maybe a month later. Oh, yeah, I really was. Oh, man. Crazy.
He dates a lot of fucking lesbians, too.
I heard that he turned a chick lesbian one time.
A good amount of them.
I guess it goes both ways, huh?
I don't know, man. It's like... It's weird. The chicks he dates, I'm like, why? Like, you can tell he hates them, but I'm like, why are you talking to them? Because they're
it's
not
that
your
thing
type.
He likes.
Hey,
it's that
you
one
know,
thing.
Opposites attract, man.
The one chick that he's really hung over, he is like, she literally told him like, stop mansplaining to me.
I will.
And he blew up like because he's a fucking smart ass. He flipped that over on her head like real quick, but. I'm just like, what the fuck, man? Like,
that is
not these people.
That is not as bad as what happened to my brother. He was sitting there, and his roommate brings over this new chick because his roommate's a fuckboy. Like, he literally just brings a new chick over every fucking week or whatever, 3 days, whatever it is. And my brother's sitting there, and he's talking to this chick, and she's like, "This is what's wrong with every white. Like, this is what's wrong with white people."
Oh.
And this is what's wrong with this, that, and the other. My brother's white. I'm white. Just saying.
No shit, Santa.
Is she white?
Santa's Chad, yeah. Santa's white.
Was she white?
Yes. And she's like, this is what's wrong with white men in America and all this other stuff. And as she's explaining this to him, she looks over at him and goes, "Oh, but not you. I'm not talking about you." And he's like... Oh, yeah, you're talking about all of the other white supremacists that you know. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, really, lady? You're going to talk to a white dude about what's wrong with white people? That's like Coca-Cola sitting there and making their mandatory shit where they're like, hey, be less white because that means you're, like, less offensive and less this and less that. That's why I don't support Coca-Cola anymore.
But you kind of did because you said their name. You're, like, promoting them.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck Coca-Cola, drink Dr.
It's
Pepper.
It's too late. Every time you say the name,
yeah,
they get paid.
That's free promotion.
Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, Dr.
Shut
Pepper,
up,
DP, DP. Not double penetration, but Dr. Pepper.
We're going to get a fucking legal flag on this video now.
I'm not singing no songs.
If we're being honest, I'm pretty sure we already are from the very beginning from when I said chiggers.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is not as bad as our Clinton conversation. This is not as bad as our Clinton
conversation. This is definitely bad at the very beginning because I said chiggers and I was...
Oh, did you...
Hey, man.
Have you... speaking of Santa, have you guys seen what the Japanese believe Santa is?
No.
It's oh, my God.
Fucking KFC, the Colonel. They think... that's so
finger licking good.
Yeah, and KFC went with it. They were like, "Yeah, totally. This is American Santa." So, like, during Christmas and shit, to be festive, they have, like, a KFC, a festive bucket of chicken.
Like my grandfather always said, if it tastes like chicken, keep on licking. If it tastes like trout, get the fuck out.
I love it.
What if you like trout, though?
Well, then you better like everything that comes with it, like salmonella.
Can you get salmonella from chicken?
You can get salmonella from any raw meat product.
Well, that's raw meat.
Any it's literally raw a oyster eggs. Just sitting you can there. Get salmonella from eating too many raw eggs.
Yeah, well, guess what's in
her pussy? I'm not eating her fucking ovaries, dude.
You're just like, yeah, I really didn't come here for the clay. I came for your ovaries.
I'm an egg eater.
I'm just thinking about every time I've gotten head, I'm like, God, I'm glad you're swallowing all my stupid before children.
Before you stick it in. What the fuck was that?
Buck.
Before you stick it in, you're like, how do you like your eggs? Scrambled.
What are you doing, whirly-dirly in there? Go counterclockwise?
I will do that next time, and I'll call you. Next time I, you know...
Please fucking do.
You know, the next time I get laid, which is like a couple years from now, hey, I'll call Devin. You immediately afterwards.
I don't think I could go through with saying that, because I'd probably laugh too hard, and I'd probably go soft like instant. Just fucking
I say some stupid shit all the time.
She'd be like, we gonna do this or not? I'd be like, no, that was too funny. I can't. I'm done. I'll go finish off with the bathroom.
I used to work at a fucking... a 24-hour breakfast place, and I was getting these orders from these kids, and I was like, all right, how do you like your eggs? And I never heard this until, like, that day, where this kid was, like, fertilized, you know, trying to be funny, and, like, before he could, like, anyone could react or whatever, he just looked down immediately, like, I'm sorry, and, like, all of his friends were just looking at him, like, this is why we don't take the places.
On the day that you call Frozo, the code word for what happens is... What's up? I'm dabbing. Like, hey, what's up? I'm dabbing right now.
I'm actually dabbing, though.
Oh, I mean, you're not dabbing. You That's ever, the code word.
You ever been, like, roasted by a little kid, and you're just roasted so good that you're just like...
By a little kid?
Yeah, by a little kid. And you're just roasted so good, you're like, I honestly can't respond to this right now.
What were you on, Xbox Live?
I was on Call of Duty, bro. I was on Call of Duty, and this kid was, like, my friends were fucking with him. And I was trying to just help the kid. I was like, dude, just back out of the lobby. And for some reason, he switched on to me. It was like, nah, because I got to back out of your mom before I back out into the lobby. I was like, I don't even know what to say.
Your friends just let you get that fire? Like...
That dude fucking straight roasted me right off the bat. I was like, I don't even know what to fucking say. Everybody was laughing at
even
me. I was
if
like,
it's
I'm
not
dead,
true.
Dude.
Even if it's not true, you just make them feel shitty as fuck and being like, I knew you were the type to fuck a corpse.
No, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, people are kind of into that shit
now.
They what? They fuck
I've
corpses?
Said a few, no, I've said a few things that I'm not proud of to people saying that type of shit.
I just remember that dude
like,
that
one
was throwing...
Time, it's straight, crying, it's just straight like, fucked up, but like one time this kid was like, he was like talking trash to me, and I was like, shut the fuck up, I fucked your mom and shit like that. And he was like, he said something, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go do what your dad can't do, make your mom come. And he goes, my dad has cancer. And I was like, that's not my problem.
So you guys can see the new Star Wars?
Shit's trash. I am not watching the new Star Wars. Not doing it. I watched the first new movie and I was like, yeah,
okay.
Nope.
I'm out.
No matter how much.
Oh, Rise of Skywalker? Yeah,
Star
of course
Wars
I watched
fan,
it.
I
Here's the thing. I don't like the new Star Wars. I fucking hate it. But because I wanted to see where Star Wars went with everything, I did watch it. And I was so disappointed.
The Mandalorian was the best thing.
Mandalorian was such a good comeback, and so was Bad Batch.
Until.
You know it's a good comeback?
A comb on your back?
No, yeah, Kim Kardashian.
I heard that the newest season...
You know they got divorced? And Kanye?
No, when that happened?
Like, a month ago?
No, what the fuck?
Because he wanted to keep moving around and whatnot. She's like, I don't have time to move around.
Wait, talking
and she was, like,
about,
crying about it and shit like that.
Talking about divorces and stuff like that, I am so surprised that Bo Burnham's wife did not divorce him after the new special that he made. Where he was literally in the same room for like a whole year.
I guarantee he wasn't in the room the whole time.
Man, Kanye fucking lost the presidency and now he lost his wife?
Yeah, right. Well.
Although that
he did say he was gonna go for 2020, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, stay up, King. Stay up.
Well, I mean, on the bright side, that divorce album is gonna be fucking fire.
Oh yeah. Dude.
And then a couple years later, that presidential fucking album,
fire.
I was oppressed by the system and I didn't get the rest.
He was in Paris not too long. I think it was Paris. He's in Paris and like he was in a van and ride niggas Uber.
Yeah.
But
I got in trouble for saying so, like, that's my favorite song.
There were all the paparazzi were sitting outside his van so that way when they come out they can take pictures and ask him questions and shit. But the doors open and he came right out with a mask on, so they didn't know it was him when he went past and they were just kinda like,
what's the dude?
Was that dude? Was that him?
Should we follow that guy with the mask on?
That's kind of, why don't more like celebrities do that kind of shit?
I don't know, but it's smart because they were like
have stunt doubles. Or
they were looking like, okay, that was him, wasn't it?
But I also think about celebrities like Keanu Reeves, who rode the train every single day, and this was during the time that he made the Matrix movies.
Well, I mean, he's a wholesome motherfucker, though.
Then again, in the Matrix, they were big to people like us, but they weren't big to people like
the mass majority.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
did you see he was on like a public airplane and like got snowed in or something? So he like went on a bus ride with a whole bunch of like just random people, and it was like giving them basically a city tour. Talking about all the history and shit. That's just Keanu Reeves.
Did you know that Denzel Washington actually funded the dude who played as Black Panther through college? Like his theatrical shit?
Before Black Panther died?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. Like before he became an actor and became Black Panther?
Yeah.
When he was going through, I think it was Harvard for acting? Denzel Washington fucking paid for his
tuition. I just saw him and he's like, that's a cool ass fucking dude.
Apparently they talked before, and like he was telling about how he wanted to be an actor and like that, and like he just was like, oh yeah, I like this kid. You know, I'll pay for your tuition.
What are they going to do with Black Panther? Because he's dead.
So they talked about like they were going to make the sister take up the reins, which I was actually kind of okay with. Who would you make Black Panther from now on? Okay.
I don't know, man. Someone else.
Exactly. There's no one to take over. But in the comics, she did take over at some point.
Yeah, but she's the worst.
Two things.
What are those?
The most wholesome thing I ever heard Keanu Reeves say was someone asked him, they're like, what do you think happens after we die? And he goes, all I know.
Bunch of six.
All I know is that those who are closest to us will miss us the most. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
It's not even the most humblest thing he's ever done or said.
No, that's just the most wholesome thing that I've heard him say personally. The second thing is that dude who played Black Panther, he really changed and like made a revolution in all of the roles that he played because he would go into an interview and they'd be like, okay, this is your character. And he's like, well, let me ask you a couple of questions about my character. What's his background like? I'm assuming that he's probably missing a mom or a dad. And that he probably had like a dark history and all these other things that happened to him, like stereotypical shit. And then they're like, well, yeah. And then he's like, no, fuck that. I'm not playing that character. And then he would change it up and then he would make them rewrite scripts and shit like that.
For Black Panther?
Did you see that?
The guy who played Black Panther.
You see that one movie?
That's what I'm saying, but that's
before Black Panther, where he was like a cop, whatever, in Africa, but he went to America to find his sister and shit.
Going to America?
No, it's like in the name of the king. Like, you just beat these people to death with, like, a bike lock. Like, a bike chain. It's cool as hell. I just feel like with Marvel, it's, like, at the bottom. Like, not even scraping at the bottom of the barrel. It's just, like, it's just dirt. It's, like, there's nothing exciting or interesting.
Well, Endgame's over now, so I mean
that's where it should have ended. I mean, like, maybe
I hear Loki the TV show's pretty good actually.
Dude, I want to watch the fucking TV. I was excited about it being movie because then it'd be like I'd watch it once for an hour or something, it's done. Now it's a TV series and it's gonna be like the fucking Scarlet Witch where it starts off strong and everyone's like, oh, it's gonna be great, and then it's gonna suck eggs at the end.
Wasn't too fond for that. I didn't care about her.
Something about
like fucking a Cortana was just not it for me.
I enjoyed what they did for the actors, though. Whenever they were making the Avengers movies and stuff, they were like, yeah, we had to memorize our script, and then they would like literally basically kidnap us and then transport us over to a specific area because we weren't allowed to give out any information or anything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Tom Holland wasn't... not Tom Holland. Who came before? Andrew something.
Garfield.
That's why Andrew Garfield wasn't the new Spider-Man, is because of the fact that he leaked a little bit of information about the new
Tom
shit.
Tom Holland does that every fucking time.
And then...
Every time. Yeah. Every time he's in a meeting, he's like, well, actually, so this is... Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to tell you that. And he's like, well, shit.
Yeah, well, then I don't know. Maybe they're playing favorites up in Hollywood, but that's what they do.
And I got shit. All right, well, I think that's enough for tonight, yeah?
No.
It's never enough.
I mean, I guess we could do another one.
Nope.
If you really want to.
Are we making it a two-part episode? Know. Are we really going to be up until 3 a.m. in the morning?
I have nothing
else.
Hell
no, you got fucking work.
And I still have a drive.
Yep. You guys have fun with that. Why am I drinking this? I'm not going to sleep tonight. Holy
yes,
shit.
You are. You'll be all
congratulations.
Right. Yeah, it's great to be back home.
We did it. We did it.
Welcome
hooray.
Back.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
By the way, that's Santa Chad. Frozo.
Bobby.
Who's back for just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to suck some pee-pee.